I'm a wonderful listener. You're welcome to today's podcast. Well, today we're going to be talking about a topic named four toxic mentalities. We should be discussing four toxic mentalities that I think you guys ought to know. Well, the first toxic mentality I would like to let you guys know about is the nomadic mentality. You know, the first toxic mentality that must be eradicated is the nomadic mentality. You know, this nomadic mindset is the brain behind the vagabond way of life some people live and exhibit. You know, just like nomads without fixed location, people with nomadic mentality go from job to job, place to place, business to businesses, without focus and consistency. So we must avoid this kind of mentality. We have to eradicate it. You know, the lack staying, people with this nomadic mentality lack staying power to concentrate on one thing until it produces. You know, nomads are wanderers without any plan to own anything. All they do is to wipe out the resources they see in place, move on to the next place. That's all they do. You know, we have two major characteristics of nomads, which are one, no fixed address. They have no fixed address but wander from place to place. Two, consuming and not producing. You know, they consume and all they see wherever they go, but they don't plant or produce. You know, to develop investment mentality and create wealth, you must eradicate nomadic mentality and not become a jack of all trades and master of none. I hope you guys understood this. Well, let's move to the second toxic mentality. You know, the second toxic mentality that you must let go, is the consumer mentality. You know, to always consume without producing is a great error, you know, because many people spend all their lives consuming everything that they get without any provision of savings and investment. You know, to consume all that one has without savings or investment is unwise and attracts poverty and lack at the end. You know, instead of living a prodigal lifestyle of unrestrained spending, everyone needs to save at least 10 to 20% of all your income. You know, developing a savings and an investment culture is vital for everyone who wants to create wealth. You know, don't consume, we have to guide ourselves so we'll not consume all that you make so that you can secure your future and avert financial shame at the end. So the third toxic mentality is the victim or entitlement mentality. You know, this the third toxic mentality that needs to be eradicated. Remember, you have to eradicate it. So the third toxic mentality that needs to be eradicated is victim and entitlement mentality. That mindset is of always feeling victimized, marginalized, and always feeling that there's someone who owes you something must go. You know, no one can make you fail without your permission. So whatever you allow or permit is what you get. We should know that. You know, giving excuses and shifting blames are trademarks of this mindset. You know, thinking like, is it because I'm white? Is it because I'm black? Is it because I'm a woman? Is it because I'm a minority? Is it because I'm an orphan? Is it because are my enemies? Is it because I'm not educated? You know, many parents like, is it because I'm from a poor family? And many of them, you know, amazingly, for every excuse you give, there are thousands and one people with worse circumstance that have made it. We should know that this mentality, which is a victim mentality, keeps you in the same spot until you eradicate it. So that is why we have to try as much as we can to eradicate these toxic mentalities. Let's go to the final one before we end this podcast, which is the civil service or salary mentality. You know, the first toxic mentality that we must let go is a civil service salary or wage mentality. Now, many stay in the poverty zone because they live all their life expecting their boss, that is your employer, the government, or their salary to make them rich and wealthy. My dear, wake up. You actually need to wake up. Your bro, you should know these things and know these things on this podcast that your boss is not your source, but your resource. Your job is not your source, but your resource. Your employer is not your source, but your resource. And we should know that your salary is not your source, but your resource. Neither is government your source. They are all your resource. So it is not your employer's responsibility to make you rich. The responsibility is yours as a human. And it is not even the government's responsibility to make you rich. The government is to create an enabling environment for you, while the employers to pay you a salary, which now becomes a seed for investment and wealth creation. Well, in ending this podcast, I would like to drop a lot of advice for you guys. You know, we should know that it is not how much you make or earn that matters. What you do with what you make is what matters. You know, if you do the right thing with it, you can change your story. No, you must move from salary mentality to income mentality, because when you allow this shift to mindset, you suddenly grasp the difference between being a salary earner and being an income earner. So I want you guys to put these things into consideration, and everything will be fine. No, so that will be the end of today's podcast, the end of this podcast. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more.